Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, today is Friday. We've got DJ KV on the ones and twos, as always, okay? Jamming as always, and we want to welcome you to the daily meeting for ATSJR Companies, where you're getting a behind-the-scenes look of how the company is run each and every single day by our founder and CEO. Thank you to all of you for joining us on today. And now we got to get started. I'm telling you, y'all got to get here for the pregame warm-up, because DJ KV is on the job always, okay? He keeps some music in his pocket.
Always.
Okay?
Always. Does a wonderful job. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Okay? So now, let me turn it over. Before I do, make sure you have your notepad and pen or your notes app on your phone, whatever you use to take notes and steal this morning, okay? Because this gentleman always gives away nuggets, okay? Gives away nuggets so that you can take it back to your companies and your businesses so you can reach the level that you desire for your business. All right. Let me hand it over to the gentleman who hails from Galveston, Texas, the millionaire maker, founder and CEO of the ATSJR Companies, with his lovely lavender shirt on. He's going to say it's purple, but his lavender shirt on. Okay. He say he only know about 10 colors. That's it. Okay. Five colors. Only five. Okay. We're gonna try and bump it up to 10, y'all. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you. Thank you, Kevin, for the ones and twos. And this is most certainly a stealing day. Let me start off with Deanna first. Deanna, you'll be running things all the way into the 24th. Yes, well capable hands. She is well able. How many of y'all know Deanna is well able?
Awesome. That's it. Yes. Me and Tippis are support. That's it. Okay.
It's been. Yeah, that's because Tippis choose. Tippis say, I ain't doing that no more. Yeah, buddy. I know that's right. No, that's right. Of course, all you know, I co-founded the company with Tempest. Wouldn't be no ATS without Tempest. But you'll be doing that. We'll be getting back and forth, but y'all will be there while I'm in Ghana. I will still be at work. I'm not sure if y'all know who I am.
We know.
Okay. All right. Let me die and go to heaven. I will clock in. You understand? I'd be like, hold on, God. I got to show up. It's a morning meeting. And you just, no. Do your heaven thing over there. Just give me this little ATS heaven section. You understand? Because that is who I am. Without a doubt, this is exactly who I am. Allison Felix is now the most decorated female track and field Olympian ever. Yes. That just happened. So good. Shout out to Allison Felix, which is most excellent. Now, so that's that. Let's go to what you call it, the Marketing University. Marketing University. So the Marketing University is up and running and well. Now, I'll give you one of the tools that I have, and it's fantastic. You can, I don't know, y'all will do what you want to do, but I use, yes. No, sit on the mic, just please.
I just want to let everyone know, those of you who I'm working with one-on-one, the sessions are recorded so I can give them to you, but they will also be used for the Marketing University as well. I do want you to know that. So while I'm educating you, we collectively will be educating the world.
There you go. Outstanding. Same thing I used to do when I was one-on-one coaching people. I would make sure that I do something. I use a tool. What I wanted to do was, the reason why Sharing Our Wealth has been private for so long is because I've been upgrading all of us. I've been upgrading everything behind the scenes. This is where you start stealing. I use this thing called Swarmify. Maybe I'll go to the website or something, give them some free advertisement real quick. So I use Swarmify. Of course, I pay for the most expensive version. And there was no reason for me to try to code this myself. Let me just show you. And then I'll tell you why. And this is why the Marketing University is so good. Or the sharing, everything on Sharing Our Wealth is so good. Here you go. All right, so if you're just an audio, it's an animated video that's mostly in text dialogue. I'm showing you. This is CDN, stands for Content Delivery Network, so to speak. Okay. Now, I didn't want any branding from Yahoo or anything else like that or anybody. Plus, I wanted the fastest speed possible. So here's how it works. I could take a video from you. Yes. Okay. I could take a video from YouTube, or I can take video from our cloud. Typically, what we're doing now is to have everything move faster. We're loading from the cloud. We upload everything to the cloud now. And then as you go to Marketing University or whatever, you're streaming it. Everybody follow me so far? Yes? Now, it's the super fastest streaming possible to where it doesn't even buffer. However, since we're uploading 4K videos only, the first hour and a half, or maybe even 3 hours, of when you first log on to Marketing University or anything on sharingourwealth.com, it may buffer. Now, this depends on your internet speed and it depends on just whatever. So let me, who understands the difference between HD and 4K? Is that everybody? Do I need to explain that? I still need to explain it? Okay. So the punchline is, if you went to Marketing University and it was buffering with you a little bit, it's not doing it no more. It takes about an hour and a half, maybe 3 hours, to completely encode to where it's a solid video, to where it doesn't buffer anymore, okay? It's where it doesn't buffer anymore. It's an upgrade because I want 99% of ATS TV, 99% of ATS Business University, and then 99% of Mexit to be in 4K. So let's see if I can
And ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
In branching out to these different nations, they have different bandwidth and things like that. So one product won't effectively work in every market, I mean, every country. And so sometimes you'll see something like sharingourwealth.com.africa. And that website is just for the fit right into their system. Is that a thought, or are you going to do something different?
Oh, we're already doing it. It's not even just a thought. It's something that we're already doing. Yeah, I don't know it because we keep a lot of things secret, you know, we give away. So we've got an Indian website and we have a United Kingdom website. And then I'm going to get ready to explain about Ghana here in a little bit. So we'll have a Ghana website. Each country we're in, we'll have that site. When I showed you all, let's go back. When I showed you all the top secret stuff of what I was writing, what I was telling you about what we're doing. So here's the direction for Coding Tech, is the tech company behind everything that we do. And right in here, it says adjust file sizes for 3G areas and countries that have limited data packages. So let's talk about that. I had Grace read without explanation. So this is, yes.
Sorry, how'd you find out about Swarmify?
I'm a tech guy, okay? So I'm everywhere there is tech. At this point, not only do I research things, but I don't have to anymore, or I don't have to as much, because if I'm on social media, then the algorithm just assumes I want more tech stuff, and it will then give me more tech stuff. And the best social media that does that is actually Instagram, still owned by Facebook, but it's actually Instagram that has the algorithm more adapted to giving me stuff that I don't know about. So I'm always reading the articles. I'm always reading this. It is to say, you know, how do you know about the new math problem? Well, that's because you teach it. Well, I'm always in tech. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm always in tech. That's why. Swarm, they remind me to come back to why I upgrade everything, okay? And it's been since January, but there's ways to do, at least there's ways I like to do things, okay? There's ways I like to do things. Let me go back and share this here. So now this is to Pastor Stephen's question. You're adjusting the file size of 3G, but not just that. If you look here, it says create an option for downloading content. You get what I'm saying? For this was what Ibrahim had said yesterday. And then converting 120 different file sizes. Plus, you'll see that I'm analyzing, or we're in the process of analyzing the user experiences, how many times things buffer, the rebuffer rates, all that stuff. Could we make everything better and better and better and better and better and better every single chance that it gets? I just cannot stress to you enough how much things change. And I'll remind me to say two things, Grace. How much things change, and whatever I just told you to remind me of the first time, I think it was upgrades. Plus, I'm splitting us up. This is basically directly from Netflix into 80 different categories. So it's not just business, sales, and marketing. It's going to be conservative business. And then it'll be, I don't know, Trump. And then it'll be Biden. And then it'll be, I don't know, let's say I mentioned crypto. All right, boom. And then, I don't know, you just keep it like 80 different thousand categories, from horror, gore, blood, mature, because I want people to come to AT. It's actually in, sorry, I'm streaming in some form or another. It really is. Like, I've literally, again, doing it again. I'm literally telling y'all what I'm doing. Now, the reason this is in this manner, and hopefully you steal this, hopefully you don't, I don't know, it's up to you. But Ibrahim, did you want to say something? No, probably. Okay, so if you are in this manner, I'm trying to give you as much as possible. What I've done is I created 3 Netflixes. Okay, Grace, get ready to remind me. And I'm doing 3 different versions of Netflix, and I'm doing them towards 3G areas. Now, of course, I have to do these things in 5G and 6G areas as well. The ATS is focused on 2 things that other people are not doing because they didn't have the opportunity to do it. Netflix didn't get to learn from ATS and then learn. ATS got to learn from Netflix, okay? So I don't license maybe one, no, maybe half, no, wait, listen to that. A tenth of a percent is other people's stuff. So while you got Netflix originals, everything is an ATS original. This is where you should literally be stealing. Everything is an ATS original, which means I can do what I want, which also means why everybody else is focused on Asia Pacific growth now. That's, you know, India, like everything east of Europe. I can start there now. So ATS is growing faster in Asia Pacific than it is in the United States because I did it that way. Because I didn't need to take unlicensed material and start in the US. I had everything original. So I went to where people needed it the most. And who
he has worldwide rights.
Yes. Yes.
Look, here's the thing with Netflix. There are countries that do not have cinemas, that have very limited cinema releases. Those would be the best countries for Netflix to start in, but they don't have the distribution rights because their stuff wasn't their own in the beginning. Antonio's stuff is his own. So for him, it's not about cinemas, it's about lack of education. So countries where there's not enough avenues for education. You know how he says, pick the customers who are ignored by everyone else. Okay, so the customers who are quote unquote not good enough, right? Not good enough for these massive education companies, Antonio is going to get them because his stuff is his own.
I was just typing the chat. He's literally been listening to me. I teach y'all everything I've ever taught y'all. I promise you, I literally do. I had some of the, if you go listen to other people, I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that. I am not a let me Google this and then reteach this guru. And I don't really like gurus or motivational speakers. Okay. I rebel against all that stuff. If I say something, I'm probably doing that thing. So when I tell y'all, get attention first. Now you need to get us, start a congregation to get as much money as possible with the prototype no one else wants. This is what Ibrahim's talking about. So you take the business university and you let the gurus and the famous people make fun of you. That's okay, because I was never after Les Brown's audience. I was never after E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher's audience. I was after everybody who was upset with Les Brown. Don't miss it. I was after everybody who was upset with Tony Robbins. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then I created a product around 1- and 2-star reviews. One of the first things people said about joining a certification program is I didn't even get to meet the guy I paid for. Tell me I'm lying.
Watch it, sir.
This is why I'm always in attendance. It's the first thing we change. Man, I didn't pay. What's the guy name? That he's a preacher and now it's fantastic. He's got like 59 books. You probably don't even know he's a preacher. You get certified for him. John Maxwell. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. John Maxwell. All right. Maxwell.
He was a preacher.
Yes, he's a pastor. Okay, he's a pastor. John Maxwell is like, man, I paid all this money for John Maxwell, and he's never in the classes. You get it? Now, I'm not talking about people. I'm just trying to tell you.
Kiyosaki. Rich Dad Poor Dad guy. You go to his seminars, it's literally outsourced. Like, it's not even his own company. He's got a seminar company. He's like, I'm going to license you my name like Trump does. And by the way, he's good friends with Trump. So smart business on his part. But yeah, there are going to be some people who are going to be pretty pissed off about it.
That's right. And when you pay $25,000, I kind of want you to answer the phone. I paid $25,000. Mr. President.
No, it's not a condo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's not a condo. I need you to answer the phone.
I need you. Okay.
A text, so, at least.
Something. You right?
Hey, so, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I just attended Billie Jean's meeting last night. where he's trying to certify coaches under his program. Mm-hmm. So you'd be certified by him, and he'd send you leads and all that craziness.
And that's fire. And we do the same thing here. Y'all just don't know if we kind of stopped it, but we still do it. But when y'all go learn with Tempest, you go learn with Grace and Monica, when you go learn with Deanna, I'm still there. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm still there. My entire schedule is around what this is. So we've upgraded. Let me get Tempest first. Go ahead, Tempest.
No, I need you to run that back about, I'm sorry. I need you to run that back about paying for something that somebody didn't deliver on or promising something, because I've said before, I say it again, that was my biggest complaint with Les Brown Institute, that it was advertised as speaker trainer coaching certification, but we spent every phone call, every course, every three-day event was centered around speaking, and that was not what attracted me. I didn't want to be a speaker. I wanted to learn how to coach, and we never touched on that, and I want a refund today, because it was advertised as one thing, but we get there and people didn't really speak. It was him and his daughter. And if I wanted to listen to that, I could have just went on YouTube. So I'm saying that to say, please don't advertise something.
That's right.
And then don't deliver, because people like me ain't coming back from that. You know what I'm saying? So now when I see speaker trainer coach training or certification, I'll be like, oh, y'all on that Les Brown BS, because y'all don't deliver on the other two parts. Y'all focus on the speaker. So please stop advertising, oh, you're going to learn this and that, and you never touch on the this or the that.
That's bait and switch, right?
It is bait and switch. All right, here's the deal. We, just give you an isolated incident. I just showed y'all 2015 goals, right, yesterday. That was 2016 goals, but that was written in 2015, right? It even said in there, finish your master's by December. So this is somewhere around May, and I graduated my master's December 2015, just to give you an idea. We were already speaking at a significant level. That was what we were doing. So when we had the opportunity to do training and coaching, we were very attracted to that, because we wanted to get into corporate training, like Phil and Susan, right? And we definitely wanted to increase our coaching clients, because we didn't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? But so if you say speaker training coach, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be, you know, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're famous or not. You need to do all three. So we say business, sales. Like, think about it. We got the marketing university. But I never said under any circumstances we took marketing out of the business university. See, it's these little bitty nuances that you got to pay attention to. We just teach a dedicated marketing class in a business university once a week. That's not enough to master marketing. You understand what I'm saying? And that's okay. But the internet is changing so rapidly that if you are not dominating social media right now, which is underpriced attention, is what Gary Vee would tell you, then we have to, we're failing you. It's the same reason why we're doing crypto so much now. It's too much. It's happening. You cannot miss the destabilization of government's money, and then we're not teaching it. And I don't know if anybody else is teaching it as often and as much as we are. And just to give you an idea, because I was literally going to do this. I think I got the link. No, don't have the link.
Just Antonio.
Yes, sir.
What you're talking about is, for people who have, sorry, I'm streaming. What you're talking about, you outlining step 9, become a disruptive force, is number 49 and number 53, which is go for an audience no one cares about, and then take differentiation to an extreme.
That's it. That's it. Y'all, I promise you that I give this stuff away. Literally. I literally give it away. It is there. Yes, sir. What I think of Ibrahim.
I just wanted to say that your grand Grant Cardone's influence in you is pretty evident, because you know how he says that he doesn't believe in work-life balance. He's like, mm-hmm. no 50% here, 50% here, 100% everywhere. It's obvious that you're doing the same thing with, because some people go like, I'm going to train people in one thing and stick to that. And some say, I'm going to train people in three things, but we're not going to go that deep. You're like, I'm going to train people in everything, and then I'm going to go as deep as I can in each one of those.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad you noticed that, because we were talking about Grant Cardone yesterday. I literally walked in here and I told him, all right, here's the plan. We're going to put out content like Gary Vee, but the business model will look more like Grant Cardone. I literally said this yesterday. Yeah. I literally came in here and said this to Tippis and Deanna yesterday, because it affects both of their lives and what they do. And what I mean by that is, you know, Grant Cardone is immediate sales now. And it's not that I'm trying to train everything. That is, if that happens to be the side effect, it's because we are on our own. We don't have investors. I am not white. I don't have a church that I could walk into and get a no interest loan. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't have that. I don't have a grandfather that is this. So everything that we do it from straight bootstrapping. So we wind up having to learn photography, learn lighting, build our own studios. And then one of y'all will go, man, can you help us do some lighting? And we go, but damn, we just did that. So then we just turn around and say, poll our audience, do y'all want to learn about this? And half of them go, yes. And then all of a sudden it'd be that. We don't teach anything that, like, there's no book here. I'm doing it the reverse. Ibrahim is building a team right now, a larger team, so we can take what's taught and then turn into books instead of doing what everybody else do, read books and then teach it on video. We're doing it completely backwards. We're making our own rules and then writing it in books and documents like those rules existed. They don't exist until we write them down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we making this stuff up as we go, and we teaching the failures and we teaching all this stuff. Now, the reason I want to do that, let me show you this real quick, because it is. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me show you this real quick. This is how much we're doing the crypto right now. This is all, and this would be back tonight. Here's every, so if you say, Antonio, can you do the replay for the crypto class? You no longer have the access anymore. Every one of them, I got to put them in the right order. But I told y'all I was going to do this. Every one of them, every single exclusive. Look, I mean, this is Arizona, for God's sake. Every single exclusive class that we did that you had to be on senior level for is now on Facebook and YouTube. Well, it will be on YouTube in a little bit, okay? Plus, that season. So it says all episodes before. And then here is the one we did Friday. You get it? So it's literally sitting here as a series. But you got everything in there. And I don't know anybody else teaching crypto like that, but I am literally investing in crypto every day. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm investing in crypto. I'm building a coin. So of course I'm going to teach. And then once I build it and it's out there, I'm going to then do a whole course or class teaching y'all how me and Tempest built it. So you can go do it yourself. You get what I'm saying? So that's one right there. Let me show you the difference between 4K and HD, because people didn't know. Let me do that right now. A little short video. Probably won't play the whole thing. All right. And video starts. There. All right, so if you're audio only, see 4K is on the left side, 1080 or regular ACS, I know it is on the right side. There is a clear difference. Is everybody seeing that? This is a Galaxy Note 3, right? This is cell phone stuff. Cell phone stuff. Let's go here. See? There's a difference. Okay. But I see. Don't need anything else. It's not that serious. I'm gonna just mute this. Okay. So basically, this is what I did. So this is where you steal. I'm always, well, I don't want to say I'm always forward thinking. That's not my intent. I am always forward thinking, but that's not what I'm doing. I get beat in the face because I'm so ambitious. That's the real thing here. And I say, ooh, you know what I want to do? I want to do this. And I run out there and go do it. And the universe be like, nope, your plan wasn't good enough. That's basically what happened. Like every time you fail, the universe is saying, no, good job. We love you, but your plan sucked. Give us another one, right? That's basically what happens. Okay. That's basically what happened. And then I had to go back with a new plan. And then of course, that second plan ain't good either. Bam, get back down. And so 100 slaps away, I finally figure it out. Then I come here and I tell y'all how I figured it out after 150 times of losing. So I end up looking like a genius. No, I'm not a genius. I'm not a forward thinker. I just keep moving forward. Lisa Nichols has this clever way. Ty said, what's up on Candid? Candid is coming soon. Candid is coming soon, okay? I'm not a forward thinker. I just keep moving forward. Lisa Nichols has this fantastic way, Kevin, of saying, you don't get to use me as an excuse for you not to be great. Like people will look at me and say, well, you know, you came from trash and you have, clearly you got stuff. No, I don't have nothing different. There's nothing different about me. I'm not tougher. I'm just dumb. And I just keep moving and I keep moving and I keep moving because I ain't got no safety net. And I just move. So this is what I did. And I told you, if you go listen to a morning meeting about a year and a half ago or something, I tell everybody what I'm getting ready to do. I do. I say, now everybody done jumped on Zoom. So now we got to get off. I'm going to need y'all to process that information. What? I did. Yep. Because the pandemic pushed everybody. See, we were the only people some of the only people on Zoom.
That's counterintuitive. Most companies would have been like, everybody's going to Zoom. We got to get on there.
Not me.
All right, so what's the thinking?
Not, Phil has a good way of explaining this too. Like if everybody's doing that, you can do the opposite. It's too much over there, right? I want to separate. The thinking here is, as soon as everybody got on it, it means it became commoditized. And you ain't going to never commoditize me. It ain't going to happen. I don't know how to let you do it. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as everybody came to Zoom during the pandemic, I literally hatched a plan to make most of the business university 4K. And I have plans, and I'll show y'all, I have plans to get, y'all want to know the camera we're getting ready to buy? It's top secret.
I want to know.
Okay. All right. It's top secret. I can't even.
Show the case.
Make this up.
Show the case
over. Man, well, you know what? I got to. There it is right there. Y'all go look at that. Don't even tell nobody. If your audio is red.com, it's the red Komodo camera. And anybody in the media is about to drool at this here. You're about to drool because this is 6K. We're shooting in 4K.
Chris showed me this camera the other day.
I showed Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
6K. Yeah, Chris posted that bad boy on Facebook. Uh-huh. I was like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was gonna say red, but that's like becoming the standard. The one I saw was 10,000. How much is this one?
This is about 10,000, about 13,000, I think. 6K resolution.
Okay.
Is it because the one Chris showed me was 54,000?
Oh, yeah, but
That's about right.
There you go. 24,000. We ain't playing no games, y'all. 59,000. We ain't playing no games at all. So this is what we get ready to do. Pay attention. We upgrade everything. So if you go to Marketing University, which you're starting to see now, if you go to sharingourwealth.com, that's why I got you using two, and y'all on there, but y'all ain't been using it because we've been silently shooting stuff and upgrading. because I want you to log on to learning and feel like you're watching movies.
Wow.
That's more fun.
And Tony,
because we're all programmed for entertainment.
Just last night, I had free time and I was about to eat. I pulled up Netflix, and as I was looking for something to watch, in my mind, I said, I do not want to waste time just watching stuff. I need to watch something that's going to help me get to where I want to go.
No, that's right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If y'all look, ATS, it says transfertainment. You get what I'm saying? All right, I need y'all to, so we've upgraded everything. Everything is in 4K. There's so many things in 4K. The reason why the One Business Away Challenge is taking so long to come out is because it's 90 days all Zoom. But then it's also 90 days all 4K twice. It's Deanna's 90 days. It's Antonio's 90 days. And then it's the collective Zoom 90 days. So it's 270 days or 227, 9 times 3, 27, right? 270 videos in which most of those are in 4K. Here's the goal. I'm not telling you how to write this down, but if you want to write it down, you can, because I would if I were you. We're going to do 22,000 videos between a business university and ATST, no, excuse me, just business university, excuse me. And 99% of those would be 4K.
You said we're going to do. So are you saying these are new or from the archive?
All new. We not repeat nothing. It's all new. That's why I told y'all it'd be two, three years before I get rid of Thinkific. Like literally, we can just go to Thinkific, go to Video Library, download everything, and then move it to Sharon Atwell. Why? Why would you think Antonio would do anything like that? Because what it forces me to do is if I go take the 3,000, yeah, it's about 3,000. If I go take the 3,000 videos in Thinkific and put them on Sharing Our Wealth, then the very first thing that's going to happen is people are going to say, good job. And right there, work stops. Soon as you get that glorification, work stops. So I know we starting from scratch. Thursday, I believe Anthony was back there looking at it, it was buffering. And then right after that, as soon as he finished, it was three more Marketing University videos up. Like literally, boom. It was four up in one day. Screen share. Deanna literally opened up her laptop. Went and showed you. So I went and showed you how to funnel hack, how I funnel hack. She then showed you how to write a script and wrote it right on camera. Line one needs to look like this. Signature needs to be this. Here's the body of your paragraph. Here's that. It's incredible. It's incredible what's happening, but 22,000 videos.
Wait a minute. So that's the power of using raw video with no post-production. You just send it straight up.
I'm glad you said that. All the 4K stuff is all post-production. Everything we talk about is post-production. When you see things that have not been post-produced, they're typically going to be just streamed right on social media for free, for the most part. It's why I had no problem putting out the crypto universe of stuff we did. Why I had not too much of a problem putting it out there, because the vision is all post-produced 4K. That's the vision. With the you asked really good questions.
You know, I'm taking copious notes, sir. This is my lane right here.
It sure is. That makes good sense. But then let me keep giving the way there's good value there, because let's see. Stop it, computer. Open up. There we go. All right. Sorry. My computer was acting like Antonio.
I like to give you a question while your computer's loading.
Yep.
What does that mean for like the signature classes, like subconscious, retraining your subconscious mind?
They're staying now.
See.
It ain't going away.
are you reshooting them, or are they going to stay where they are?
Nope, they're not reshooting them at all. Good question. They are fine as is. You hear me? They are fine as is. What we're doing is 4K. The next one is dealing with anger. And that's in 4K. That's the next one. I have been writing 20 less. I've been putting, if overcoming low self-esteem is so good, I've been doing another version of that. It's called dealing with anger. I got the graphic and everything. It's somewhere on my phone. Dealing with your anger or dealing with anger. And this time, Grace is in attendance. Tell them why, Grace. Grace and Reggie going to be there.
Yes. Yes. Me and my brother, we can relate to that topic.
Right. I had my two receivers, Tippers and Deanna, the first time, because they were growing, or they had just got through low self-esteem or something like that, so they were perfect. This time it's going to be Grace and Reggie and anybody else who wants to be there, but it's all 4K. And then
me,
boom. Yeah, I ain't mad at you. Well, that's it. It'll be shot
anger right now.
Right now. There you go. See what I'm saying? So there, yeah. So we're just doing these great follow-ups. Let me show you. This is what I think, this is class 2 of the Marketing University. I expect to see all this every time. Like no games. And then we'll teach you all how to do all this animation soon. That's actually one of the things upcoming. And this is exactly how it's.
Okay, Deanna, you are working on what?
I am working on the script for our social media.
That's all you need to see. Now, doesn't matter. Now, check this out. We've got multiples. This one just has one camera. Sometimes it's over wherever I'm at, bunch of stuff, wherever we are. But here's what's important. You'll see the graphics go across the screen. If something, when instead of when Deanna says, okay, well, we're going to, you know what? I won't even explain it. I'll just give it to you. Let me see. This time I'll show you. So even screen records, right? So let's do this one. I got way too much stuff up. Zoom, boom. Here we go. Not that one. Right here.
How do you get the script that you need for your emails?
Yeah, see this? Because
we're going to do email marketing. Now, the most important part about it is... switch
from 4K to the screen recording.
Sign up for the email subscription so you can get all the exercises. Our classes aren't interactive on that level like our Zoom classes are. So I'm not going to use this part. I'm taking classes.
Literally typing up.
What this line does is it puts in
$1 million email.
FOMO. Fear of missing out. So if people understand what servers do, once you have so many.
So we're not just doing, that's why the post-production, Pastor Steve, is so important, because we want to put everything in there.
So you Antonio, went from asking her the question to her responding in the recorded screen. From her
absolutely. She's literally writing the script right there.
That was high.
Yep.
Antonio, thank you, because the other day it took me like 30 minutes to just see that little bit of video.
It was in the process of encoding for you, so you wouldn't have to do that. It was in a, if you catch it, as soon as it uploads, it has to do its thing. So it's going to kind of stream you. There's nothing I can really do about that. And because it has to go through, because it's 4K, right? So it's so much it has to go through. But if you wait about an hour, hour and a half, it'll stop doing that. But it is a bit irritating. If you just hit pause, let it buffer out. But surely with all that space, it would have kept doing it. But now it's all good, all solid. Why? Mexican News is going to be the same way. Mexican News is going to look more like Bill Maher and John Oliver combined. It's going to look more like that, okay? It's going to look more like that. Just get ready for that. Whole TV set, live audience, and everything. It's going to look more like that. I'm telling you right now, okay? I'm telling you.
Now.
Yes. Plus, so So you got, I turned Mexican news into a TV show. I've turned education into a TV show. And then the actual ATS TV is obviously a TV network. And it is written down. And sorry, I'm streaming. It really is. I promise you it is. I promise you. Damali, if you ever wanted the income, I know you, I think it was you that volunteered to do what Grace is doing to the richest man trash can. I'm telling you that if you just go line by line, and that's your content. I'll just use it too, but that is your content.
I am. Okay. I am. Okay. I just started reading it this week.
Good, 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 good. Outstanding. All right.
Well, sir, I plan on doing that, but sorry, I'm streaming.
That's fine. You can do it. Run it. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely run it. And I'm telling you, it's a bunch of stuff there. Now, the reason I said that, hold on, Kevin sent me a message. Are you talking about? Oh, okay. No, it looks more like this. More like that. Transfertainment, like transform and entertainment. Yeah, transform and entertainment. Now, let's process this information. When we do Mexicon, the second Mexican conference, you need to be thinking a few things. You need to be thinking, I don't know if you ever watched Tyler Perry Plays, but there's this whole production that happens and how it started. And then you need to think about how Kings of Comedy was shot. If you've ever seen Kings of Comedy, how, you know, you got the whole main conference, which is comedy. But then you watch them doing you watch them on the radio show doing this or this and that. And you think about the blending between a Hollywood documentary and a top level play that's called a movie. You think about that as one, and that will be the conference. By the time you see the recording, it will look more like, I don't know, a series, a TV series with 100 episodes that you can't stop watching. You can't stop watching it. It looked like more of watching, getting addicted to Lost or The Walking Dead than anything else. Why is Antonio doing this? Because nobody else is. It's that simple. There's no other explanation. I wish I had one cooler to give to you, but I don't. There's nobody else doing it. It's not because the way I see it is the only reason why oratory learning exists today is in church or religious circles or school. That's it. If you take universities, because seminars is school. So if you take that whole seminar university and throw it away, and if you take religious circles and throw them away, who's learning as a teacher lectures and a student listens? That's not how we learn anymore. That's almost dead. Now, it ain't nowhere near dying because religion is always going to be here and school is always going to be here. So it's stronger than ever. But I process it that way and I say, I wonder if I change before other people catch on. That's all you gotta
do. Evolving.
That's it. That's all you gotta do. All you gotta do is just be first without being too first, which that's the like that's the
that's how you cornered the market.
Yeah. You too first. You're gonna get the arrows in your back. Somebody like me gonna learn from you if you too first. Okay, if you too first. So that's that. Just everything is being upgraded. So most of your interaction will be on Sharing Our Wealth. It is happening now. I would just get used to that state. That doesn't render think if it useless, because it's always going to be there and we still use it and you're going to need to use it. But expect us to have a high enough standard not to recycle. That's kind of what Temple was talking about. If I could just go to YouTube and hear what you've been saying, that's not good enough. I don't want to pay money for that. You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't repeat keynotes. And it's easy to not repeat keynotes when you're constantly a practitioner. The moment I stop being an active CEO and start licensing my name out, I'm probably not going to have much to teach anymore. You know, I'm not actively doing it. You know what I'm saying? I guess I will have plenty to teach. It'll just be repetitive. But since every day, I could teach y'all right now how to transition from low quality, low cost videos but high quality content to high cost videos to high quality content. That in itself could take 16 weeks.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Because you write this down, I can see y'all heads. You got four type of content. You have low cost, low quality. I'll call that quadrant one. Then what you have is low cost, high quality. That would be our Zoom videos. Our Zoom videos are in quadrant two. This Zoom video right now is low cost, but it's high quality. You should pay $15,000 for this, but it cost me my $50, $75 monthly subscription, right? Then quadrant three, you're gonna have high quality, no, other way around, high cost, low quality. Antonio, who would make a high quality video? I mean, high costing video with low quality? Everybody on TV.
The Super Bowl advertisers with them stupid commercials.
You call them commercials. Yeah, literally. Everybody's still watching TV right now. That's a high cost video that literally is not converting whatsoever, giving no value. It's a commercial, for God's sake, okay?
Antonio, yes, to reinforce your point, nobody watches commercials anymore.
Exactly. Commercials are a great, okay, actually, commercials are a great example of something that costs a lot and gives away low quality. And then obviously the fourth quadrant would be high cost and high quality. And ATS is doing both and. We're not moving to, we're just doing both and. Because they both serve their purpose, and I'll tell you what the future looks like. Most of your videos will be high in the quadrant four, high quality plus high cost. Why? Because I'm thinking more of monthly retention. That's it. That's really the real reason. To keep people paying their monthly subscriptions. I want them to feel like they got, like every time Netflix charged me, I'd be like, oh, that's fine, Netflix. I mean, it's worth it because it's Netflix, for God's sake. You understand what I'm saying? It's worth it. I want that effect. But the low cost and high quality videos are probably equally or more powerful than quadrant four. Here's why. Because the future looks like this. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all. Jump on board or whatever, whatever. Because you ain't gonna have, we don't have too many people for you to just jump on. You gotta switch the webinar mode, right? And then you're gonna pay for access. If you're not the platoon leader or the platoon guide or the flag bearer, in order to jump on a live video, as soon as they say, look at this. Look at ATS, they change the world, we get all that press and stuff, and we on CNN and all that stuff. Everybody gonna wanna jump on. And as soon as that happens, it's gonna be, well, yeah, you can jump on a live call for blankety blank dollars. You guys see what happened? Now, we'll still have live calls. personal development, all sorts of stuff, and that'd be first come, first serve. Why would I do that? Why would I make sure Frida is first come, first serve? Because I want people in the waiting list. The more you got to wait, the more it looks like you got to wait. You know what I'm saying? Why did Apple release the iPhone for AT&T only? Was it just the only contract they had? Possibly. But made the whole world want the iPhone, didn't it?
That's creating scarcity, supply and demand.
So you just got to understand it, okay? Just got to understand that. All right, now let me keep going because I'm literally doing two things. I've somehow figured out how to do a meeting, teach, and talk. I don't know how I did it.
Hey, Antonio, before you go there, you were talking and the idea came to me about recording when you're doing sessions using Zoom. Unfortunately, you know, when you record and use their video source, it only shows speaker mode. The person talking pops up. And while you were talking, I saw something. Instead of using them as the source, you can use screen record and just toggle between speaker and gallery mode. And that way you have it shown exactly how, you know, the audience, then you, then whoever.
That's absolutely right. That's why you see when it was time, that's why you see the Drink Smoke Socks podcast on StreamYard, not on Zoom, for that very reason.
Yeah, but you need to create something better. StreamYard only is like 9-10 people, and nobody else can get in there.
Yeah, nah, you're absolutely right. I've been thinking about it. It's on my mind. The only reason I haven't launched that trigger is because they're not in my way. But as soon as they get in my way, I will definitely be replacing Zoom or StreamYard. There's no doubt about it.
Well, let me tell you what I would do. I would bring my 9 up in StreamYard, and then I would open my Zoom up and have Zoom viewing StreamYard. So I would use my Zoom grid as an audience watching stream us do the live StreamYard for Producer
Congress. Very interesting. That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to put some thought to that and try to get away to get rid of the feedback. Phil.
Yeah, I forward you Terry Brock, who's a personal friend of mine. He did a video on all the upgrades that Zoom has.
Wow. Okay.
Zoom's had a bunch of upgrades, but yeah, I'd forward it to you. I'll have to check it out.
Okay, I definitely would check it out in Zoom. You know, we still ain't know when they're not using Zoom, but it definitely is. I know they've been upgraded for sure, and I do like their upgrades. Do like their upgrades. Now, let me, by the way, let's see, Ashley being silly. So I showed you the cameras. Now let me, COVID. We got to talk about COVID real quick. I am shutting the offices back down again. Got no choice. Wash your hands, for God's sake, and we can stop doing this. Okay.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Texas and Florida have 1/3 of the new infections of the new viral. 1/3 of them are in Texas and Florida.
That's insane. 50 states. We got 33% of the new case. And the crazy thing is, so I was just literally... I was looking at my vaccination card today and I was like, what the hell we got it for? If
same thing I said,
you know what I'm saying?
What's the purpose of me getting it?
If now fully vaccinated people are catching it, you know, and it's happening in a fair, like it's one of the respectable coaches caught COVID, the like fully vaccinated, you know what I'm saying? So anywho, it's science. I like science, and I don't have a problem with science. And, you know.
Everybody's body is not the
Antonio.
Same.
Antonio.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
But people that are, their breakthrough cases, but people that are fully vaccinated usually have mild symptoms. And even someone that has underlying conditions, you know, you're not going to die from it. You're not going to mainly get in the hospital and get very sick from it, like people that are unvaccinated.
Yeah, we've that's absolutely
hospitals fair. Hospitals full of young people right now that haven't been vaccinated, and they are getting very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. Vaccinated, they're going to be breakthrough cases, but there's not, you know, it's not a large amount. So yes, the vaccine still works. No vaccine is 100%, but it's going to keep you from getting, hospitalized or severely sick or any long-term things or anything like that. They're mainly mild cases. So yeah, just well,
yeah, they had a doctor from the Harrison Health System out of Houston. Of the 192 patients that died, none of them were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense. Let me clear up a few things. Use your right, and we're in America, so you get to use your right. Use your right. You don't want to get vaccinated? Don't. That's up to you. As for me and my science, I don't have a problem. You understand what I'm saying? It's just me. I like science. You understand? I have no problem with what y'all do. But I will say this. I'm not saying don't get vaccinated or the vaccination is useless. I guess I left the idea underdeveloped. What I am saying is that they didn't vaccinate us for Delta Plus. So that kind of makes the vaccine different, whatever proteins would have targeted. Plus, there's like a Delta Plus Plus or something like that. And then it's going to be a Zebra Plus probably. So what I'm telling you is, y'all need to start shutting back down. And this is what I can tell you. Vaccinated or not, the best way to stay healthy is stay your butt inside if you can. Do you understand? And by if you can, I'm being nice.
And wear your mask.
Okay, so I'm not just saying do your vaccines. I'm telling you it's time to go back to what y'all was doing. Oh, what y'all was resisting. Okay,
but don't resist being out in nature, like in parks and stuff, away from people, because you do need to be out in the sun, and you don't need a mask out in the sun alone, not around people, folks.
No, not around people, right? I'm sorry. Let there be common sense among the land. I'm so sorry. Let me pass out common sense to you folk, okay? Just saying, if you were to park by yourself, you don't need no mask. But I just went to the corner store, right? You got one of them thick, y'all know what I'm talking about, thick man. I just bought five of them yesterday.
95?
Well, I think so. Yeah. I know they're pretty good. Plus, I'll get the little styrofoam plate that this is me, and that's paid the bowl. And then we'll cut most of it to where it just got the little center part, like the bottom of the bowl, and it's sticky right in the mask, and then sew a little
to
the
mask. So
cut you, man. Look here, man.
You're making it faster.
I'm not catching
now
nothing.
Now that might stop something. Mask ain't stopping nothing, but that sound like a filter.
You understand?
Now that sound you like understand. You trying to save
somebody. I ain't catching nothing but money. You understand? I ain't catching nothing but money. So anyway, I have to say, by all means, hopefully, I'm sure I misspoke all over the place because I'm live, okay? And I don't have a script in front of me. I just got bulletin points. But without a doubt, let me unmisspeak, and then you can quote me later and hate me on YouTube later or something. Just stay safe. And I strongly suggest, if you are a capitalistic company like ours, it's time to back off. You understand? It is. At least in ATS world, it's time to back off. So I will be asking on Wednesdays, y'all wear a mask again. This is what it is. Sorry. If you don't like it, then don't come. Okay. If you like it, don't come. You'll be okay.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I think it's extreme law of attraction that I just received a message from Seth Godin's blog. I've subscribed to his feed, and it's titled The End of the Office. And I'd just like to read a little from it, if you'd allow.
Absolutely.
Take less than 5 minutes.
Now you're good. You want to share your screen?
No, I'll just read.
Okay.
So the office is a fairly modern phenomena. We got by for a millennia without them. For a century, the office was simply a small room next to the factory or the store. The office was upstairs from the bakery or next to the stockyard or the foundry. Proximity to work site was its a primary attribute. For the last 50 years, though, more and more office workers never actually see the factory floor. Office culture became a thing into itself, with layers of workers supporting other workers who supported other workers who helped improve the productivity of the factory, whatever sort of factory that was. And office culture was based on physical proximity, with mostly written communication taking far too long, in brackets, a week for a letter, and electronic communication insufficient in resolution, right? we built office towers to house the layers of office hierarchy that were evolving. We even named the corner office after an executive's physical location in the flow of information. But then the factory was moved even further away. Most big company CEOs have never even visited all their factories, retail outlets, or development centers. And if you have more than a few, it means that no matter where you are, you're not at most of them. And then email turned written communication into something instant and high resolution. Asynchronous messaging eliminates time. And then Zoom meant that location didn't matter much either. Over the last 18 months, many of us have felt isolation as a part of the dislocation from the office. Easily overlooked, though, is how much faster and more efficient so many systems became. Now it's not the communication systems that are holding us back. It's our unwillingness to make change happen in concert with our peers. Some organizations dealt with enforced work from home. Actually, the rest of it is just three paragraphs of explaining how we are resisting the fact that going all digital is just really quick.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we're not being held back in our productivity by how slow an email goes now. We're held back by our insistence that we'd rather spend 2 hours commuting to an office because that's more like feels more social, you know?
It's absolutely
like, yeah. So Seth Godin makes the argument that office is pretty much done for now. It's like there's no logical reason to go back to office. And even if you do not believe that completely, right now, to get to an office, you don't just have to make an argument that you'll be more productive in an office. You also will have to make an argument that the productivity increase is worth the risk you will be taking going into an office, worth the extra money you'll be spending commuting to an office, worth the time you will be wasting going back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And mostly are not productive anyway, office and not. You know, you work 2 hours a day. You pretend to work 8 hours a day, but you're really doing 2 hours worth of work, okay? Really do it 2 hours worth of work. And I'm working on ATS getting to the point where we have all, this is a long way from now, okay? You hear what I said? You hear me? All right now, it's a long way away from now. But I want all of August off paid, and I want all of December off paid. This is a culture. I have it written down. This is what I want to do for the ATS culture, but you know, we're not there yet. We need more income to be able to do that, but you know, whatever. Okay. But I want, cause we're overworked. Yeah. I do know that, right? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure I got the right crowd. Let me, Sugar just asked me, is she still bringing lunch? Yes. Yes. As far as Wednesdays go, I'm not going on lockdown, but you will have to take your necessary precautions. You understand what I'm saying? You have to take your necessary precautions. Your temperature will be checked. Deanna, make sure y'all bring that back. Temperature will be checked and, you know, mask. Now, if you're sitting, you know, somewhere apart, that's fine. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go all the way back to February because the science doesn't tell me to do so right now. But when it does tell me to do so, we will. And if you don't like it, I got nothing to do with that, okay? Because what's my alternative here? Let you sue me or make you mad at me? I'll choose mad at me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of this stuff is easy decisions for me. You know, easy decisions for me. This ain't hard. So I would make it effective immediately now, and more information be coming out soon. That's also effective for the Galveston office. Now, let me tell you. Okay. If somebody walk up in there, disrespectful, they fired. You understand? Now, Reggie and Chris safe, but you hear what I said though, Grace. All right, Reggie and Chris always take the proper precautions.
Yes,
sir. Now, all right, I say what I said. But that's that. I will reconvene and make another decision on this in January. But once again, remember, I was one of the first people. I shut it down in February. I shut it down in July. Did it again. Told you in July, all the way down to 2021. I did. And I'm doing it all over again because science is science. Okay, science is science. I don't run around disagreeing with science. Now, I've already addressed that. Okay, I'm trying to say that. Let me tell you my reason for going to Ghana, and then we talk about church fund, church next, and that's it. My reason for Ghana is simple. I don't know if y'all remember. I haven't shared this in a long time. And I'm going to do this now. So I'll show y'all my little, we'll get the seats in my morning notes I got going on right here. And then let's see, money, go. There we go. All right, here we go. Money, go. Boom, boom, boom. Skip this here. Ghana. It's been here. I'm bringing this up because Ashley brought it up this morning. Okay, Ashley brought it up this morning. Ashley was asking me, I forgot how Ashley was asking me, but she asked what we doing, like what's the agenda for Ghana and all that stuff, you know, something like that. Let me, it's in the chat now. I put it in the chat so y'all can see it. So my goal is to get 1,250,000 people in the business university enrolled in Ghana. Everybody following me so far? Now, that comes with a lot of things that are undersaid, but understood. Obviously, lots of leadership is necessary. Everybody, that's one of the, it's undersaid, but it is understood. How are we getting payments out for country enrollments? That is Tempest. We're almost done with that right now. We have a whole payment merchant that does international payments. So you will be getting your login and information and able to take those payments. But I'm not waiting for the coding to be complete to start the task. So let me explain that to y'all, and let me explain to you why. Because if you wait until things are ready, they'll never be ready. If you move and move too fast, you force yourself to get ready. So I'm going to Ghana, Force and Tempest, Force and Monica, Force and Grace, Force and the Company. You understand? That's how it works. Moving forward solves all problems. If you have a problem, move forward. But I don't know what to do. Move forward. I promise you, as you move forward in confusion, you will figure out how not to be confused. Somebody need to hear that.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't tell you how true that is. I have been drinking through a fire hose. You know, I'm always drinking. And I was up last night working. And one of the reasons why was I got to the point with this government client that I was like, I don't know how to move forward. Yep. I've hired staff, but having them do what I want them to do, you know, as a contractor is hard, which leaves me with a lot more work. And I finally got to the point last night where I was just, you know what? Do what you did in college, blinders on, and just do it.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. It's on the way, y'all. And I promise you, as she put the blinders on and just move, what's going to happen is she's going to get smacked in the face with a solution. It may not look like a solution at first, but she will get smacked in the face. And only those people who move forward are willing to be smacked in the face. Everybody else who doesn't like being embarrassed, they stay in the middle class. Sorry, but that's true. Also, I connected a lady in Ghana, Ashley, believe, yes, Ashley actually told me about that this morning. Cool. So we'll have all your enrollments together. Ghana is going, oh, let me finish telling you. I'm sorry. So here it is, highlight, I said on the screen. Well, I want to reduce the, obviously the price will be reduced to $4 or $5 American. Now, blah, blah, blah. You see this, is all private stuff, but you see it. $4.99, $7.99, $9.99. I'm going to Ghana to start this 1.25 million people. But as I said, there's a lot of things undersaid, but if you're a savvy business person, it's understood. There's some other stuff that's understood. For instance, what do Ghanaians want to learn? I'm probably going to need to know that.
How to become American.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. You can get it though. That's why I'm on the ground so long, because I want to soak up the culture. I want to see when I get to Ghana, I wish I didn't have people with me I really want to I mean, some stupid hotel, fancy hotel. I really just want to like buff that hotel and just go because I'm crazy. And then I want to just learn and then find a place to stay. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I just want to find a place to stay.
Oh, you want to go slumming?
Well, because one of the worst things you can do is take Western thinking into Eastern places.
Yeah, you want to blend in. You don't want to stand out.
Yeah, if you want to learn them, you got to live with them.
Right. And yes, ma'am.
You know, the first thing that you can do right away is, well, connect with Dale. I connected with him yesterday and said you'd be reaching out. And he can share with you the best local restaurants and things and hang out there where people eat and eat the Ghanaian food. You'll love it. But don't go to the trendy where the places are. You want to go in where the Ghanaian food is. And then, you know, if you can get to any of the villages outside of the capital, that's great. Sarah Maria lived in Tamale, but that's like, you know, a 12-hour trip to, you know, in a village. So, but if you connect with Dale, he's going to introduce you to a lot of the local people. And that's what you want to get some of those locals. And he'll know how to help you do exactly what you said you want to do and give you some ideas. But first off, eat in the restaurants, and he loves food, to the favorite local places. So I would start with that. And then, you know, when you go back, you'll want to go outside of the capital, but people are hungry there for marketing and business. And, you know, we try to, and I'm not sure what the word is, one of Sarah's friends, his friend got the visa. You know, every few years, you know, someone gets selected to come to America. And Sarah's friend had worked so hard to get that, and his friend who didn't deserve it got it. And we tried to, not the word adopt, but get him here under our living with us, and we just couldn't make it happen. But he's the sweetest guy. And, you know, they have, a lot of them have these, they'll have the old computers and all this stuff, and they do everything for everybody else, the tech people there, which is low level tech in the small villages. And those are some of the people you want to connect with, because they'll be able to just go like wildfire, you know, getting involved. And they're hungry to learn and hungry to get their little businesses going.
Yes, sir.
So I got a question. Is this trip here, and I'm just speaking because when we went to Egypt, we were there for a month, and I learned a lot because we stood out. When you stand out, you attract the wrong people. So is this more of a recon mission for you to understand, or is this the hit the ground running and get things happening?
That second one. Oh, second one. Yep. No recon. The second one. When I need to be big chief, I will be. When I need to blend in, I will. It depends on the war tactics needed to get by in that situation.
You need to earn their trust.
Yes, sir.
Because that's a real important thing there. So you can talk to Dale about all that. He'll be able to help you.
Okay. Well, let him know. I'll hit him up, but if he doesn't hit me up, I'm not going to hit him up.
Yeah,
Hit him
up, and then he'll respond. I think probably just because there was that lag of time, you know.
No worries.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody else was trying to talk when Pastor Stephen said something.
Oh, that was me.
Yes.
So what I was going to say was, turn my video on so you can see. I was really speaking, I think what you're talking about is immersion. And
looking
immersion.
Good, Sadia.
Just my little wet hair, sorry about that. Immersion works so well. Whenever I go to a different country, I don't want the American experience ever. after going to Egypt and having, you know, immersion where I learned to speak Arabic in a month because of immersion, I always go and I will find one of my housekeepers or something and ask, okay, where do you recommend I go eat? Where do you recommend I go for this? And then I want to have the experience of the locals. Luckily, the way I look, I tend to be able to do that no matter where I go. But one thing I have learned is I'm cute, but I'm never flashy. Because that is what attracts the wrong attention. And that's what Stephen was talking about. We look straight American and thought we were rich. I mean, we're rich to them, but they thought we were like superstars because we were just dressed as we're really nice Americans. And so I learned from that. And Stephen had more, the boys had more problem with being flashy than I did. I fit in as an Arabic woman without all the coverings, but I wore it when appropriate. And so for you, I know you've already done all your research, but you're looking for your immersion opportunity, which you can still get living in a good hotel now, and find by speaking to the people who are serving you. And that's kind of how my angle all the time.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. No, of course, I have my, I don't want to say that, but I have my military experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still have that, but I'm not trying to come off that way. You know what I'm saying? Because this isn't.
You got Jerome all hyped up over there.
Well, because I still.
Observations, observations.
Yeah. You know, but no.
You never lose that experience.
No.
Antonio, can I talk?
Yeah.
Talk a minute, Antonio.
Who is the guy that is talking right now? Who is he? Okay. He's like,
wrong me wrong. Go ahead.
Like, yeah, looking so handsome.
I was going to
look at you.
Get out of my business. Get out of my business. When I was stationed in Korea.
Right.
When I got there, the most important thing I did was observe, watch. And as you said, Sadia, those folks at a low level, I interacted with them, spoken. And because the military, the United States has something called KATUSIS, the Korean Augmentation of the United States Army. Those Korean people that live on the economy come to the Army and they are stationed with you for like 2 years or something like that. And so I had about four of them that were in my actual unit. So every day when I went to work, they were there. I ate their brains up. I talked to them, I communicated with them. And I asked them, I said, answer me a question. And they said, yes, Sergeant. I said, when I go down to the local village, and I mean, the village got everything. I said, I never see you guys buying stuff in the village. He said, that's not for us. I said, excuse me? He said, that's for you Americans. I said, huh? And it did. All you gotta do is communicate, and they trusted me. And they were telling me those villages are for you because all of that stuff there is substandard. That's why black marketing in Korea is so high, because they want the American goods. They don't want the Korean goods because they're substandard. This dude is just educating me. And the people talking about they're stupid and they're dumb. And I said, nice to tell them the military, the American people, that boy ain't stupid. He's college educated, gonna have a minimum of 2 years, most of them 4 years. He knows your language and his language. He knows your government and his government. He ain't stupid at all. You're stupid for opening your mouth and having investigated to find out. Listen to me. They were so intelligent, blew me away. But they liked me because I didn't judge them. I learned from them and they taught me so much just because they liked me and they wanted me to know. This guy took me down to Seoul. It took me to all the places that the Americans don't go. I had the time of my life. I would have never gone to those places on my own because I didn't know, but they say, Jerome, let me show you. I went to the tallest building in Seoul, folks, and you go up to the top floor and you go to the bathroom, because over there they go to the bathroom outside. They have a toilet up there with a gold ring for you to squat to do your business. I went, oh, my goodness. I just couldn't believe this. Would have never known. But because they liked me and they trusted me, and Antonio teaches that in the academy, they trust you, folks. Guess what? They're going to show you the stuff that you can't read in books and nobody's going to tell you, but the real folks will. And Antonio's been in the military, and he's smart enough to know Antonio's a very good judge of people. And that's the main thing that's going to be a secret weapon when he goes to Ghana. I'm telling you, and wherever he goes, he knows how to read people.
And with some people, I'm going to have to do some things. With some people, I have to do some other things. I literally just told Susan something similar to that. I just said it clandestinely. I said, hey, hit him up. But if he don't do that, I don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Dale don't do this, I ain't doing that. It's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You might have to call Susan and be like, Susan, he's not calling. I'm here.
I won't. I'm not saying anything about him, but I won't. There's no need for me to do that because there's absolutely no need for me to do that. When I need to be $250 million person, I will be. When I need to be, you know, dude from the trash can, I will be. I will. It's both and it has its reasons. I'm going to go start the million person process. Okay. Obviously, I think I need about 9 good people. That's the first thing on my agenda. I'm just trying to teach y'all. Well, I'm not even teaching. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. Okay. You can take what you want. I need about 9 good people. That's my first thing. Secondly, I want to know, I'm going to get a lot of film. You can believe that. But I also want to know, I want to go in houses. You understand what I'm saying? I want to know where the scammers are. That's everywhere. Hold on, you got to be careful when I say stuff like that because I don't want y'all to think it's Ghana, so there's scammers. There are scammers on Beechnut, which is that way. 2 blocks that way. Scammers on Beechnut. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, just so you know. I'm not saying Ghana. I'm just saying if I walk to this other office side, it's a scam over there somewhere that's legally scamming and they call it taxes or something. I don't know what they call it. You get what I'm saying? It's just everywhere, right?
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
Maria got scammed. I can't remember, like, you know, $1,500 or something when she went to the Capitol to renew her visa. Got scammed and didn't get the renewed visa that she needed.
I want to know everything, but that's not necessarily recon. It is, I know, drop me anywhere, I can make money, I can do anything because that's just who I am.
Don't worry, bro, we got the QSR team in the back ready.
So I definitely want to, when I come back, we should be holding business in Ghana, tied into America, tied into calls, and y'all should be meeting the Ghanaian field, the Ghanaian side of it, right? Like, I know who I'm looking for. As a matter of fact, it's in the book, Knowing When to Cooperate, Knowing When to Compete. It's a subtitle. Look that book up real quick. So what I've done is I wrote down this profile of what I'm looking for. See, now I can't be biased because I know what I'm looking for. So if I'm looking for, it happens to be in a woman, all right. If it happens to be in a non-Ghanaian, all right, right? If it happens to be in Dale, okay. It doesn't, like, because I'm looking for certain prototypes and I'm looking for certain people. And when I find these things in certain people, then we'll have those conversations. Yes, sir.
So I know this woman in Dubai. She invited Tony Robbins to Dubai, the leader of Dubai. Dubai is like the sheikh. He actually visited that. And I got in touch with her, interviewed her for some of the publications that I was writing for. And then I was also in touch with Jordan Belfort, though we're not in touch anymore. And I connected Belfort with her and they did an event. Like I did it back in 2020. And it was supposed to be a live event and then everything shut down. So I was talking to Matt, Belfort's intern, and like he was saying that they're still working on it. And then one day I just see an ad of him doing a digital thing for this lady. So I think if I get you in touch with her, you'd be able to build this whole thing that you're talking about. You'd be able to instantly build the same in the UAE. Though we'll just need to just have, yeah, but before we make that connection, we'll have to have the logistics and everything covered.
Absolutely.
So how this is going to work out. And then, yeah, definitely, because she has a list of like over a million people who are interested in self-help. And there's not a lot of like actual educators on your level in the UAE, not ones with your brand. So right. you'd be able to actually instantly replicate what you have with the ADS University in USA in Dubai, provided you just have like a business entity over there and like a method of payment, because Stripe won't work. Stripe is not in UAE, and Thinkific just works with Stripe. So you'll have to figure that part out, and the rest really, it would just be one webinar and one like digital workshop, and you'll have your like foundation in UAE.
Absolutely. And the good thing is, I'm glad you said that, we have gotten UAE payments, and we got all payments of Africa and UAE, all that stuff. We haven't told y'all, but we that's what we've been spending all this time doing. We did that first. Now I'm going to do exactly what Ibrahim said, and I'm going to go do that. So let me wrap this up. I'll bring up Church Fund Church next week. This is just trying to get you to get, I'm not going to Ghana. This is not a vacation. I don't understand the thought process behind that. I don't even know what a vacation is. This is global expansion. This is global expansion. And everywhere, this is when it's time to go to the United Kingdom, I'm going there. Because I don't want to establish the ATS brand. That's not good enough. I want to establish the ATS brand as Ghanaians want it and love it and need it. These are two different things. You get what I'm saying? This is two different things. ATS is real slick like. We are one thing to baby boomers and another thing to millennials. We are. We are completely different for Sadia and completely different for her brother. We are. We literally are. It's the truth. We shift like that. We look completely different to Frida than we do to Molly. And I want to go do the same thing with Ghana, but there's some, it's not that I need research. I guess it is, but I know all the swimming lessons, but I ain't been in the water. You get what I'm saying? So I don't know how to swim. I read all the books I want. I read all the books I want. I need to get my butt in the water.
I looked up everything about Islamabad, Pakistan for like months and months. It was only after coming here that there were some ground realities that I had to adjust to. And you know, so yeah, you need that. You definitely
absolutely
need that.
Absolutely. Because maybe they, I know for sure I'm going to run into the problem of, well, I don't have land in this or that, or how do I start with this? All I do is this a day, and I have this contractor job, this. And I'm going to need to be able to teach in Ghanaian examples. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm almost positive. I haven't said anything, but what's running through my mind is, for right now, going there 3 months out the year and just recording like 1,000 videos in Ghana with the people in the houses doing the things, and then posting that on sharingourwealth.com.
Uh-oh.
I'm leaning more towards that than anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Real experience.
Yes. You know,
real quick, I was just thinking about if I was the best robot on the planet, the only thing I would need is data.
That's it.
And analyze it and then make those adjustments.
That's what I'm missing, the data. That's what I'm missing. So allow me another 3 minutes. I want to, you gain experience, gain wisdom behind it. Yes, I want to have real Q&As. I want to, like, for instance, I've been on the phone. I've been doing a lot. I want to know the guy that's scamming visas. I want to know the person that rents out their houses to tourists. I want to know the tour guides who are not even tour guides, but they opportunistically take money legally and morally to then give people tours. I want to know this. I need to know how the hustle is made. And then I need to see who's controlling what, where's the distribution, where's the warehouses. You know what I'm saying? I need to see all that. Because the plan I have is I would never go to Ghana. Let's just say Ghana right now and think Ghana is going to be in this. Hear me out, because this is what I mean. I would never go to Ghana and want Ghana to be an extension of ATS. That's not how I think. I would go to Ghana and build the business university so tough that it forces me to do the American university better. It's the same thing I did with the marketing university. By all means, the marketing university is better than the business university. Now we're forcing the business university to be as good as that. So Ghana would never be an extension. The United Kingdom would never be an extension. What it would be is I would figure out how to say, well, I am Antonio from Ghana. I want to put Antonio from America out of business. And I'm going to build that. You get it? I want to build that. So that's it. This is Ashley. This sounds like, that's fine. I'll speak to anybody in Ghana that y'all have, from Dale to Saj to anybody. I've got no problem. You know what I'm saying? No problem. I'm excited. Only thing I'm going to tell you is that if we can work together, great. If not, great. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming to cause waves, but I still am very disruptive. Like, just try to remember that, okay? Just try to remember that. Still am very disruptive, for my mindset is going to be, this is ours now. That's my mindset. I don't have another mindset. So just remember that as we move forward, that I want this to be, I want to teach, and then I want Ghanaians teaching Ghanaians. Like, if I had a children's church, I would want children playing the music and then children giving the word to children. This is the only way I think. I don't think any other way. It doesn't make sense for adults to tell my Susan to tell my kids about how good God is. That works. But another 12-year-old telling another 12-year-old how good God is works better. You know what I'm saying? It works better. It just works better. That's how it works. That's what I'm trying to do. So thank you all so much. That is it. Continue to do everything you're doing. You get all your information. We will be meeting at 12 for the drinky thingy, boogie thingy. You'll get your invites again, your streaming thingies. And then we'll pick right back up. Money cometh. We'll be asking good questions. And we'll go from there, have your salami sandwiches and whatever you need to be ready. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better, you can't dominate. Thank you much, everybody. We will see you next time. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour.
paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.